This is Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America after the latest news on VOA Music Mix.
U.S. suspends aid to Thailand as Thai military tightens grip, and East Ukraine violence escalates as election nears. I'm Bill Michaels reporting from Washington. The United States has suspended $3.5 million in military aid to Thailand and says it is reviewing another $7 million in assistance for more cuts. Friday's announcement came just hours after the Thai military took the country's ousted prime minister into custody in an apparent move to solidify its grip on power. The U.S. State Department also warned U.S. citizens against non-essential travel to the country. Russian President Vladimir Putin has vowed to recognize the outcome of Sunday's presidential election in Ukraine while voicing hope that Ukraine's new president will end military operations against separatists in the east. Mr. Putin spoke Friday in St. Petersburg as pro-Russian separatist forces in eastern Ukraine ambushed a Ukrainian militia group near the Russian border, killing at least two Ukrainian volunteers and wounding nine others. 13 government troops were killed by separatists in the same area Thursday, raising fears of fresh violence in the run-up to Sunday's vote. Hours after Mr. Putin's comments, the U.S. State Department called on Moscow to pressure armed pro-Russian separatists in eastern cities to cease their violent activity and lay down their arms ahead of the voting. Spokeswoman Marie Harf also cited instances of missing ballot boxes and seized voter registration lists in the east as impediments to a successful poll. The UN Nuclear Agency says Iran has significantly reduced its stockpile of highly enriched uranium under the requirements of an interim nuclear deal. In a new report, the International Atomic Energy Agency said Iran has neutralized about 80% of its supply of higher-grade enriched uranium gas. Enriching uranium to very high levels is a major step toward creating a nuclear weapon. The United States and top European missions in Libya have expressed concern about the rising violence in the country, where clashes between rival militias have killed at least 70 people and wounded hundreds. In a joint statement Friday, the U.S., European Union, Britain, France, Germany, and Italy urged all sides to refrain from using force and to address differences through political means. North and South Korea have exchanged accusations after Navy ships from each side opened fire on the other, raising tensions along their contested maritime border. VOA's Daniel Sheriff reports from Seoul.
North Korea on Friday angrily denied its Navy fired on South Korean ships near their de facto sea border and instead claimed it was the victim of preemptive shelling. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said a North Korean ship fired at a patrol boat near the disputed border, known as the Northern Limit Line, Thursday. The JCS says the boat was not hit and returned fire that also did not hit anything. But Pyongyang's Korean Central Broadcasting Station on Friday read out a statement from the Korean People's Army saying its ships and Chinese ships were the ones shot at. Daniel Sheriff, VOA News, Seoul.
A U.S. judge has allowed the military to resume force-feeding a prisoner at Guantanamo Bay, but urged authorities to explore alternative methods. United Nations aid agencies expressing alarm at the health conditions of thousands of refugees arriving in Cameroon from the Central African Republic. Lisa Schlein reports.
UN aid agencies say growing numbers of refugees from the Central African Republic are arriving in Cameroon acutely malnourished and ill. They say the refugees are in a desperate state of health after walking and hiding in the bush for weeks before reaching the border. The agencies report the death rate among the refugee children has been very high, with dehydration, hypothermia, and severe anemia as main causes of death. World Food Program spokeswoman Elizabeth Beers says about 80% of women and children are in need of therapeutic feeding to survive. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And Malawi opposition leader Peter Mutharika of the Democratic Progressive Party has the lead with 30% of the vote. I'm Bill Michaels in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Hello again and welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA Music Mix. This is Russ Davis, your host, and on this edition of the program, we're going to take you directly to Washington, D.C. to the VOA Auditorium for a very special celebration of Jazz Appreciation Month and Willis Conover. Well, here we are in the month of May, not far removed from the month of April, Jazz Appreciation Month around the world. And at VOA Auditorium in Washington, D.C., at the end of April, Jazz Appreciation Month, there was a celebration there, not only of Jazz Appreciation Month, but of the great Willis Conover, who spread the joys of jazz around the world for over four decades on VOA. And they named Studio 4 in Washington, D.C. at VOA in his honor. Every time someone enters Studio 4 now, they'll see a great plaque there celebrating the great man of Willis Conover and a host of luminaries, including the head of VOA, our own music director, Eric Felton, and fantastic musicians, including Heather Maxwell and the Navy Band, the Commodores, were there to celebrate. We'll give you a little taste of what it was like on that day. But let's begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America, since we're celebrating Willis Conover, with the song that was synonymous with Willis on the Air, his theme song. Recorded in 1941, Duke Ellington, Take the A Train, to kick off this edition of VOA's Jazz America.
Thank you. spend my days in longing, just wondering why it's me you're wronging. I tell you I mean it, I'm all for you, body and soul. I can't believe it, it's hard to conceive it, that you would turn away romance. Are you pretending it looks like the ending? Unless I could have one more chance to prove, dear, my life a wreck you're making. But I'm all for yours, just the taking. I'll gladly surrender. I'm all for you, body and soul. Turn away romance. Are you pretending it looks like the ending? Unless I could have one more chance to prove, dear, my life a wreck you're making. I'm all for yours, just for the taking. I'll gladly surrender. I'm all for you.
Thank you so much, Bob Hallahan, Victor Dabaskin, Robert Jospe. I'm Heather Maxwell. Thanks. We love you, VOA.
Let's hear it one more time for Heather Maxwell. With Bob Hallahan, Robert Jospe, and Victor Dabaskin. Right. Terrific. It's a good way to get things rolling. Well, we're here to dedicate today Studio 4 to Willis Conover, and here to do that for us is a VOA director who's been committed to extending VOA's tradition of spreading America's music to the world. Will you please welcome up to the podium Mr. David Ensor.
How about that, Heather Maxwell and her trio, huh? Wow, wow. Fantastic. And it's a great pleasure to be here today for this wonderful occasion. It's worth noting that we have amongst us another great man, VOA man of music, Leo Sarkisian, and his wife Mary are here. Leo, Mary, thank you for coming. I'm just so pleased to be here with you today to honor the legacy of a VOA treasure and a jazz icon. It's only fitting that we honor Willis Conover's long and storied career at VOA by dedicating a studio with a commemorative plaque during Jazz Appreciation Month. This is the time to do it, right? So, for many listeners, Willis Conover literally was the voice of America, that voice that we've been talking about. Dave Brubeck said that as he traveled the world as a jazz ambassador, quote, "Most of the people, when they spoke to you in English, sounded like Willis Conover from The Voice of America." He said, "One of the most important things our government has ever done was to have The Voice of America go worldwide. And to this day, in Russia, people sound like Willis." This is Conover on Jazz and America and Freedom. Jazz is sometimes called the music of freedom, and there's no doubt it played a significant role in reaching the hearts of Russians and many others around the world, even as our honest newscast reached their minds. Jazz is, quote, structurally parallel to the American political system. This is what Conover said. He said, jazz musicians agree in advance on what the harmonic progression's going to be, in what key, how fast, and how long. And within that agreement, they're free to play pretty much whatever they want. This is jazz, and this is America. And that's what gives this music validity. It's a musical reflection of the way things happen in America. Willis had an expansive view of jazz. It included black and white musicians without regard to color, that is for sure. He once said, quote, listening to skin instead of to music is simply irrational. He embraced modern jazz while celebrating the older generation. He was a champion of Dave Brubeck and Louis Armstrong, but he also promoted the new and the interesting and the innovative after that time. He promoted big bands and small combos. Though Willis called jazz America's music, he also emphasized that jazz was an international music. The sources of jazz extend well beyond the confines of America. He only cared that the music be good. And to digress for a second, when I was in Mali not too long ago on behalf of the Voice of America, where our footprint is growing and where we put a new FM station in Bamako, and where we have a news broadcast now in the Bambara language, I was struck by the high level of sophistication of the music that is played in Mali, and so proud that we're able to exchange music with them in a way through the work of Heather Maxwell and through the ongoing jazz music that you can hear on Voice of America. Conover's interviews, going back to Willis, with Art Tatum, Duke Ellington, Billie Holiday, Benny Goodman, and many more, were added to the Library of Congress National Recording Registry back in 2010. And Willis was himself a jazz ambassador, like some of those I just mentioned also were. He traveled behind the Iron Curtain to jazz festivals in Poland, Yugoslavia, Estonia, and Russia. One member of the audience told me tonight that Willis considered Poland his second home. I do too, but my wife's Polish, so maybe that's obvious. Willis Conover's legacy broadcasting jazz is continuing here on the Voice of America. We have it on the radio with Jazz America, hosted by Russ Davis. And now we have it on television as well, with new programs like Live at the Hamilton and like Beyond Category with Eric Felton, who's our Master of Ceremonies today. Much of VOA's new music programming is being produced, being recorded in Studio 4, which will now have this plaque on it and will bear the name of Willis Conover.
Thank you, Mr. Ensor, and we're going to continue our celebration of Willis Conover with a song I have a feeling he would be playing on the air if he were alive today and still presenting jazz on VOA. I'm sure he'd be very proud of the great young saxophone player Eric Alexander. Here's a cut from his brand new release, Chicago Fire, as he does the Cole Porter classic, Just One of Those Things, on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. We'll be right back.
This is John Schofield, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
Thank you.
Some cool, new, grooving electric guitar work from John Scofield's latest release, Uber Jam Do, and the song Cracked Ice, here on VOA's Jazz America. We're just about to return to the VOA Auditorium in Washington, D.C., as our own music director, Eric Felton, will introduce the music of the great U.S. Navy band, the Commodores, as they do a Duke Ellington classic. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address, jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's one that reads as follows. I'm now enjoying Jazz America on my shortwave radio. In the 1980s and 90s, I listened to Willis Conover's Jazz Hour almost every weekend on my radio. I still miss Mr. Conover dearly. Hopefully your Jazz America is as attractive as Willis's Jazz Hour. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Chun Kwan Ming from Lin Tong Campus in the Lin Tong District, the People's Republic of China. Well, thank you so much for your message, and we all do miss Willis Conover. He had just a magical voice and a magical message of the joys of jazz. Let's return now to the VOA Auditorium in Washington, D.C. Take it away, Music Director of VOA, Eric Felton, as he introduces the next song.
Here in Studio 4, we produce a wide variety of music programs for Voice of America. Shows that feature pop, rock, soul, country, jazz. And we produce those shows for broadcast on television, radio, the internet, and mobile. That makes Studio 4 a perfect place for a plaque honoring the legacy of VOA's Willis Conover. And, you know, we have a legacy here at VOA of jazz, and we're fortunate to have a group with us today that also has a tremendous legacy. You know, everybody knows about the Glenn Miller Army Air Force Band and its work in Europe during World War II. Less well known is that one of the great, great band leaders of the swing era, Artie Shaw, he wrapped up his civilian band right after Pearl Harbor, and he joined the Navy. And he led a band that toured throughout the South Pacific, often being bombed and strafed as they played, island hopping their way across. And we're going to hear in just a moment from the Navy's premier jazz ensemble, which continues that tradition, the U.S. Navy Jazz Commodores.
And now from Washington, D.C., under the leadership of senior chief musician Philip Berlin, the United States Navy Band Commodores. We'll be right back.
knowing what a great connection Willis Conover had over the years with Eastern Europe, I have a feeling that he would have really enjoyed discovering this tremendous young composer and pianist originally from Kyrgyzstan, Eldar Jankarov. With Joe Locke joining him as guest player on the vibraphone, that is a cut from the album Breakthrough, the latest from the Eldar Jankarov Trio, a song entitled Blink. Preceding that, we heard the great U.S. Navy band The Commodores with their version of Duke Ellington's classic Coco, and we'll hear more from them later on in this program. But right now, I want to take you to the stage in Newport, Rhode Island, the site of the legendary Newport Jazz Festival, celebrating its 60th anniversary this year. Back in 1958, who was on stage to introduce Horace Silver and his band? None other than VOA's Willis Conover.
The last group of the afternoon features, as leader and pianist, a man who is influential not only as pianist, but as composer. Like Thelonious Monk and Duke Ellington, he has created engaging originals for his own group to play, which then have become part of the standard jazz repertoire. Horace Silver, the Horace Silver Quintet.
Thank you. Thank you.
The great Horace Silver with a live version of his classic Senior Blues, recorded live at the Newport Jazz Festival in 1958 with an introduction from the stage from our own VOA legendary presenter, Willis Conover. It's been my pleasure the last few years to go to the Newport Jazz Festival and introduce bands from the stage as well. And I can assure you that folks there still remember Willis Conover and his appearances at Newport. Here's some music from a great violinist. Her name is Sonia Robinson, and the album is entitled Whistle. And it's titled Whistle because it's dedicated to her mother, who Sonia Robinson says, in the liner notes, was a great whistler and used to thrill her when she was a little girl. Here's the title cut from the album Whistle, Sonia Robinson on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. Violinist Sonia Robinson and the title cut from her album, Whistle. More of our trip to the VOA Auditorium in Washington, D.C. to celebrate Willis Conover coming up here on Jazz America.